لا تبلون في أموالكم وأنفسكم, that you're going to be tested in your wealth and in your ولنبلونكم حتى نعلم المجاهدين منكم والصابرين ونبلو أخباركم. When Allah says we will test you till we know, Allah already knows, and His foreknowledge does not negate our free will, but ليظهركم, like He will expose you to yourselves. He will expose you to yourself, so you will know whether you were patient or not. And patience is very hard. Patience is not, it's the really the after Tawbah, it's the first station. Like you make Tawbah and then the first station is Sabr. It's the hardest. People are not, we're not patient as a species, and we're made from ajala, you know, we're made from haste. It's just instilled in us, in our being. And we love speed. And that's why the modern world is such a dangerous place for us, because it's addictive. As a species, we like things quickly. We don't like to wait for things. It's our nature. And so when you're in a civilization where speed becomes the dominant mode of existence, because some of you don't remember when we used typewriters. And then if you made a mistake, you had to get out that little bottle and you had to like put the white paint on it and then roll it back in and type over. That's what you had to do. It was much more labor intensive. Now people are frustrated with the internet because it's not instantaneous. They have to watch that thing go around and around, and they're getting upset. Like, what's wrong with this thing? It's amazing. It's instantaneous. And in the peoples of the past, if you think, I mean, I was going from Rabat to Casablanca, and now they cut the speed time because they have this new highway. And he said, oh, on the way to Fez, now they've cut off an hour so you can get there faster. And I was thinking, 100 years ago, or even 50 years ago, a lot of people, they had to ride on a horse or a camel, and that would have taken a day or two, and now you make it in an hour. That would cause you to travel less, and the Prophet ﷺ said, أَسَّبْرُ قِطَعْتُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ, that traveling is really a hardship that's a type of chastisement, because it's so difficult. But now we travel. The book of Daniel, it says towards the end of time, people will go to and fro in great speed. And the Prophet ﷺ talked about the Dajjal going between the clouds and the earth. There's a lot of indications. There's a very interesting hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said, يَأْتِ عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ يُسْتَحَلُّ خَمْسَةٌ بِخَمْسَةٌ. There's a time coming when five things will be made halal with the excuse of five other things. So five things will be deemed permissible with the excuse of five other things. And the first one he said was khamar. He said, يستحلون الخمر ويسمونه باسم ليس له. They'll call it some other name. He said, so they'll consider alcohol halal, but they'll call it some other name. And then he said that was suhta bil hadiya, and bribery by calling it a gift. And then he said wal qatra bil rahba, and murder by calling it terror. Very interesting hadith from Ibn Abbas. Was zina bin nikah, illicit sexual relations by calling it marriage. Very interesting. And then the last one was riba bil bay', usury by calling it commerce. So the nature of the world is that you're going to be in tribulation, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is to remember, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu udhkuru ni'mati 'alaykum, remember my blessings. When ta'udu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha, if you begin to reflect on the blessings of Allah, you can't enumerate them. And so when you reflect on the blessings instead of the tribulations, then it puts you in a state of gratitude. And this is why patience is really a means to gratitude. Because the highest maqam is gratitude in tribulation. And that was the maqam of the greats, and that's the maqam of the Prophet ﷺ. He awadam akun abdan shakura. Shouldn't I be a permanently grateful, always grateful? Shakur means they're always grateful. Wa qalilun min ibadiya shakur. Few of my servants are always grateful. And Iblis, what does he say? He says, you'll find most of them aren't grateful. So Iblis knows that the way to get people away from God is to make them ingrates. And what does kufr really mean? It means ingratitude. And so when you're always complaining, then you're in a state of ingratitude, and Iblis is happy, and your Lord is not honored. Because everything that he's giving you is a gift. The illness that he gives us is a gift. If we didn't bring it on ourselves, I mean, some illnesses, one of the sad things about a lot of people is, you know, they eat horribly, and like people that eat sugar all the time, and then they get diabetes, and they say, oh, Allah's abtalani bisukkar. Right? Allah has tried me with sukkar. No, you gave yourself diabetes because you didn't watch your diet. Or you get really fat and overweight and you get type 2 diabetes. You shouldn't have been eating so much. Or you're always eating all these trans fats, and then the doctor tells you that you have, your arteries are all blocked up. And then you say, Abtalani Allah, why are you blaming that on God? But if you do everything right and then you get an illness, then that's an ibtida from Allah. Or you have parents that had genetic dispositions and you inherited those. That's a tribulation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best thing to do is be patient. Or see it as the gift that it is. Because everything that Allah gives us, there's the gift is there. It's hidden. And the more grateful we become, the easier it is to recognize those gifts. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Inna al-faraj ma'al karb," that the faraj comes with the difficulty. And that's why Sahaba preferred to be in tribulation, because they knew that the ease was coming. But when they were in ease, they knew the tribulation was coming, because that's the nature of the world. It's a, you know, I was on this plane talking to this Moroccan, and we were just talking about what's happening in the world, and she said, "Ad-dunya ajala." This young Moroccan, she said, "The dunya is a wheel." And I said, "Al-sabti al-marma," you hit the bullseye, because that's exactly what it is. It's the wheel of fortune, and one day you're up, and the next day you're down. And the secret is to get into that center, and that's where the Prophet ﷺ was. He was in the hub of the wheel. He did not get affected by the vicissitudes of time, what they call suruf al-dahr. He was in that hub. And so the tribulations, when they come, you have to see them for what they are. Al-faqatu, Ibn Atayla says, al-faqatu busat al-mawahib. Faqa is intense need. So whenever you're in intense need, he said, these are the carpets of divine gifts. You know, they're the spread of divine gifts. Like they're spread out for you. All these intense times of need are gifts from Allah for you. And so that's the thing, is to see the gift, because it's hidden very often. You have to, it comes wrapped in tribulation. So you have to unwrap it and see what the gift is. It's not the tribulation. The tribulation is just the box the gift comes in. And then he says, وَظَلَامُ اللَّيْلِ لَهُ سُرُجٌ حَتَّى يَخْشَاهُ أَبُو سُرُجِ. He said the dark night has those lights. The suruj are lights, the stars. So the dark night has those lights. They have those, you can see that it's not all dark. It's not all doom and gloom. If it was, people would commit suicide in large numbers. But people always have that hope. حَتَّى يَغْشَاهُ أَبُو سُرَجِ, until the sun comes out. The sun is called Abu Suraj. It's the possessor of all the lights. Because when the sun comes out, all those other lights disappear. And so the calamities there but the calamity will come to an end.